The War's Toll for November 30th, 2005. I will be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, those names that have been released in the past 7 days. But first, the numbers. In Iraq, as of this morning, November 30th, 2,311 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been killed. Of that total, 2,110 are U.S. soldiers. In the past week, 13 U.S. and coalition soldiers were killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, as of today, 321 coalition soldiers have been killed since the invasion, October 2001. Of that total, 257 are U.S. soldiers. 3 were killed in the past week. Regrettably, we still have no numbers or names for Afghani civilians or soldiers. They are not available. I do not know where they would be available, if anywhere at all. Back to Iraq. The official total for Iraqi civilians killed since the invasion in March 2003 now stands at 30,559. This is from IraqBodyCount.org. Several organizations and agencies inside and outside Iraq estimate the real total of Iraqi civilians killed is well over 100,000. In the past week, at least 113 Iraqis have been killed, bringing the total in November to at least 734. We caution people that these numbers are extremely conservative. And now I will read the names that have been released in the past 7 days of soldiers, U.S. and coalition soldiers, killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, and first in Afghanistan. On the 20th of November, Emery J. Turpin, 23 years old, U.S. Navy, Dahlonega, Georgia. On the 24th of November, Bron Scott Woodfield, 24 years old, Canadian Army, Eastern Passage, Nova Scotia. On the 26th of November, Jesper Lindblom, Swedish Army, Plunder, Sweden. And now to Iraq. On the 21st of November, John Wilson Deering, 21 years old, Army National Guard, Hazel Park, Michigan. On the 22nd of November, Dennis J. Gallardo, 22 years old, U.S. Army, St. Petersburg, Florida. On the 23rd of November, Aram J. Bass, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Niagara Falls, New York. Also on the 23rd of November, William B. Musin, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Kingwood, Texas. Also on the 23rd of November, Alan J. Knopp, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Willowick, Ohio. On the 24th of November, Javier A. Villanueva, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Temple, Texas. Also on the 24th of November, Stephen C. Reynolds, 32 years old, U.S. Army, Jordan, New York. Also on the 24th of November, Mark A. Delgado, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Lithia, Florida. Also on the 24th of November, Eric P. Perot, 40 years old, U.S. Army, Peoria, Illinois. And also on the 24th of November, Ryan D. Christensen, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Spring Lake Heights, New Jersey. On the 25th of November, Gregory L. Tull, 20 years old, Army National Guard, Pocahontas, Iowa. On the 26th of November, Brett E. Angus, 40 years old, U.S. Marine, St. Paul, Minnesota. These numbers are taken from IraqBodyCount.org and iCasualties.org. This is Scott Berguin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their loved ones and family, and others in all countries.